This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation.
The nation has just celebrated the service of our veterans, but sometimes they need help adjusting to civilian life. To learn more, Joe Geiger has Jeanette Yee Harvey from Syracuse University in the Community Benefits Spotlight.
So Jeanette, you've earned a PhD and you're a research assistant for veteran and military families at Syracuse University. Tell us a little bit about the institute.
I'm a research associate at IVMF. Our full name is the Dinello Institute for Veterans and Military Families. And as you said, we are a part of Syracuse University. We are an interdisciplinary academic institute, and our mission is focused on advancing the post-service lives of our nation's military veterans. And we also serve military families, which includes active duty families and also veteran spouses, veteran families. And we are here to provide a lot of different things, including employment training. We also have programs to help facilitate entrepreneurship programs and for them to kind of connect to that field if they choose. So we have a lot of different programs, but that is kind of our main mission here.
It occurs to me that the military is received favorably by most Americans and that there are people who really step up and live the patriotism and the creed of trying to protect our country and patriotism. But they have challenges, and the challenges that they have are just bigger than the challenges that most people have because of the experience. So tell us a little bit about when somebody comes out of the military, what they go through to get into civilian life again. What changes for them?
I think with the recent Veterans Day and a lot of the celebration, I think we focus a lot on the experiences of veterans of war and the sacrifice that they've made during their period fighting for this country. But I think on kind of a day-to-day basis, when we start to take a step back and think about the number of people, military veterans or service members that are separating from the military daily and what their family needs, I think the picture becomes much more complex. For some, they might be leaving the military after maybe 3 to 5 years of service. They might be still young. And so they may be thinking about going to like college or continuing their education. So that's, you know, maybe one pathways. And this is where kind of like the GI Bill comes in. This is also where Syracuse University, we are committed to veterans and their needs in higher ed. And so I think that's where one pathway kind of comes through. And as a student veterans, they have different challenges. They have different perspectives. I don't want to just say that they have challenges, but they also have different perspectives from what we say a traditional college student. So this kind of goes kind of have a tie-in to some of the discussions that we've had in this country, especially pertaining to maybe like first generation and non-traditional college students. So this is where many of the veteran students fall in, is that they might not be 18 years old. They are probably 22, 23, 24. They might be older even than that. They come home. Maybe some of them have gone to war. They've seen a lot of different things compared to an 18-year-old coming straight out from high school. So they have differing needs. And this is why there are a lot of resources and many campuses, especially if they are very devout and very interested in supporting student veterans, that there is a specific place where student veterans can receive and ask for resources and help.
Jeanette, do we have any idea what the size of the universe is you're talking about?
Do fluctuate with time, but as we know that the GI Bill is an earned benefit for our veterans, and so this is a resource that's commonly used. And I think what kind of complicates matters is that a lot of people or a lot of veterans, they're actually are able to, they have started using maybe parts of their GI Bill because you earn eligibility for GI Bill within the military service. And so, for example, you could start using the GI Bill as a earned benefit even while you are on active duty. So there's a lot of that happening, but we also have service members and veterans who are transitioning, and they are from a, they're coming from different perspectives. Some of them are, for example, retiring from the military. When we think about retiring or retiree, we kind of imagine, you know, a little bit more folks who are more senior. But that's not really the case for a lot of military veterans. They're retiring, but they're only like, you know, in their 40s.
So, Jeanette, some of them are still in active duty. Some of them have come out of the military. How do you reach them? How do you get them involved in the program?
We have a vast network of people who work for us and are my colleagues. They are located, co-located throughout the U.S. Many of them on, they have access to military installations, and many of them are veterans themselves, and some of them have gone through our program. So they are very connected in the community. In our program, many of our programs are a skill bridge program for the DOD. And so these are official channels in which separating service members can access to get certification. Every one of us that works at IVMF, we're essentially almost ambassadors for our programs and our and the population we serve. And so we, you know, do this formally through the DOD Skill Bridge program, but we also do this informally, talking to people in our network. You know, when folks reach out about transitioning and their needs, they're able to we're able to kind of direct them back to our program. So we have a vast reach through our networks, and we have a lot of different programs that facilitate that.
So, Jeanette, there's got to be thousands of people that fit your network out there. My experience is that if you've seen one, you've seen one. If you've seen one, you haven't seen them all. If you've seen one, you've seen one. It's got to be pretty tricky to provide these kinds of services without warehousing them or stockpiling, whatever word that you want to use. What do you want people to know about your program? What's most significant about your program?
I think our program is unique in that, A, it's no cost, and it is very industry-focused, and it's, it uses or it helps transitioning service members to use career skills that are in demand in industries. So, for example, one of our main programs, the Onward to Opportunity programs, we have a wide variety of different types of certification and training programs. And also, essentially, the programs lead to certification. And I can highlight some of the industries that we have are very popular are, for example, cybersecurity. That's one of the things that employers and industries are wide and are looking for, and they're looking for workers. We also have one of our kind of well-known program is the project management kind of track, because project managers, we need them across a wide array of industries. And we also have a human resource track. And so those are sort of the ways in which it ties into what the industry today needs. And so that's one of the most important aspects of our program is that it's for industries. It has employers, what employers are looking for today, and it helps to bridge, help transitioning service members who are looking for employment opportunities to get the training that they need to be attractive to employers.
My guest today has been Jeanette E. Harvey, a PhD and a research associate for the Veterans and Military Families at Syracuse University. Jeanette, real quickly, if somebody wants to contribute or volunteer, how can they reach you?
All our team is on the website, and if you go to the Dinello Institute for Veterans and Military Families at Syracuse University.
Jeanette Yee Harvey, thank you for being a guest on our program.
Thank you.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.